Okay, Rabbi Yisai, a brand new perek, Baruch Hashem, on Daf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. And we start the perek, Ish Mekadesh Boy Ubishluchai. A person, how come it starts off with a Lashon of Kiddushin, and we start off the Mesechta with a Lashon of Kinyan, Ha'isha Niknis? Isn't that strange? It starts over the Kinyan. Why didn't say Ish Koine Boy Ubishluchai? Why did it say Mekadesh? What did it say in Daf Beis Amud Beis? What did it say? It says first we use the Lashon D'Oraisa because the Torah refers to this as a Kinyan. How do I know that this is called a Kinyan? Exactly. And then we want to use the Lashon Kedusha, which is Lashon D'Rabbanan, to go and say that he's Mekadesh the woman, especially for himself, exclusively like an Inyan of Kedushin, of setting aside for Kodesh, for holy purposes, holy matrimony. Anyway, so therefore, that's where we start off our Mishnah, Ho'ish Mekadesh, that Midrabbanan is to do a Lashon of Kiddushin when husband and wife get married. But the Mishnah says, now, boy u'bishluchai, he can do the Kiddushin himself, or he can send a shliach. And the Gemara is going to ask shortly, once you've told me that you can be Mekadesh through a shliach, then certainly you can be Mekadesh yourself, so the Chayre doesn't have to say, boy u'bishluchai. It could have just simply said, Ho'ish Mekadesh bishluchai. And the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha, and yet Hashem in another moment.
In cases today, when people do this, I never heard about it now.
It's not.
I heard about it for gittin. It's common for gittin where people are living far apart and somebody will send a shliach for a get, but mm-hmm. not for kedusha.
Even by gittin, it says in the poskim, they try to dissuade people from giving an ayidei shliach, that there shouldn't be problems later on. Because we have in the Gemara concept that a baal can go and be mevatel the shlichas without the knowledge of the shliach and without the knowledge of the woman. So therefore they say, better off don't use a shliach whatsoever. You're right, in those situations where the husband and wife are far apart and they're not interested and she doesn't want to come here and he doesn't want to go there, etc., etc.
Somebody's in America. I mean, I've heard about three stories of people
sure.
where they use shluchim for a get.
And people that used to be behind the iron curtain.
Yeah.
And the situations like that.
I remember around 25, 30 years ago, in Syria, get out.
Mm-hmm.
There were instances on the grounds of family unification that women in Syria were married out of a shliach.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I think it was in the late 80s or early 90s. So it was done already in that time.
Yeah, it was done really more as a way of to
help them get out.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Once they were married, and it was a guy's marriage, you're able to press for them to be
united with their husband.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. The question is, were those legitimate marriages?
I don't know. But I do remember reading that it was used. Maybe as soon as they get out, they gave them again. I don't know. But they wanted to get these Jews out of Syria, and this was a legal mechanism for...
So the question is whether they even bothered doing it through Kiddushin. Maybe they just did it through American legal.
I remember it was through the mechanism of shlichus of Kiddushin.
Okay.
It's late 80s, early 90s, I remember.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She was in the early 90s, or it was
1990? 25, 30 years ago.
Okay, anyway, who ish mekadesh boy ubishluchai, a person can mekadesh himself, or through a shliach. And similarly, who ish miskadesh is bo ubishlucha. Here, of course, we're talking about a shliach lekabola, not that she gives the kedushin, but she receives the kedushin through a shliach. And the Mishnah concludes, not only he or she, meaning the chosen kala, but even o'ish kadesh es bita kishinara, as we know the Torah allows a father to go and marry off his daughter when she is a ktana or a nara, he can do that similarly, boy u'bishluchai. He doesn't have to take the kes of kedushin himself, he can go and appoint a shliach. And the Rashi already points out, and the Gemara is going to ask, why does the Mishnah only talk about kishihi nara? Why doesn't it talk about kishihi ktana? We'll see Mitchum in the Gemara shortly. Frank Dimar, hash the bishluchai mekadesh, boy mi boy. Yeah! The Mishnah could have left out one word, ho'ish mekadesh bishluchai. Madach, I know that he can be mekadesh through a messenger. Certainly he can be mekadesh himself, so what does he have to say boy for? Omer of Yosef, mitzvah boy yois mishluchai. What our Mishnah is telling us is that there's a greater mitzvah when the husband does it himself rather than sending a shliach. That this is not only a special din in Hilchois Kiddushin, but this applies generally, like the Gemara says, ki hod rav safra machrech reisha, rova molach shibuta, which means that when it came Erev Shabbos, both Rav Safra and Rava, I'm sure, had people that helped out at home. They probably had butlers, they probably had waiters, they had ozeret, etc., to go and take care of all of the cooking, to take care of all the Shabbos preparations. But nevertheless, Rav Safra would himself machrech reisha. Machrech reisha means to go and singe and burn the hair off of the head, for instance, from an animal. They would go and eat the head of the animal, just like many people even today eat the Rosh Keves when it comes on Rosh Hashanah, and they make the special hirutzai, shenia l'rosh v'loy l'zonov. So therefore, in the good old days, also people ate from the head of the animal, like people eat the head of the fish today. So machresha, then we go and singe away all of the hair to be able to go and eat from the animal. Similarly, Rabbi Malach Shibuta, Rabbi used to go and salt. Shibuta is the name of a very large fish, and Rabbi used to go and salt that before it was cooked, the Kovid Shabbos. Why do they do that themselves? To go and show you the chavivis ha-mitzvah, that a person should rather go and do the mitzvah himself, rather than al yidei shliach. So here too, the Mishnah is telling us, parenthetically, that if you're getting married, preferably do it yourself, so you should do the mitzvah yourself, mitzvah bo yoyis b'mishluch.
So more than Talmud Torah, you should revatel Talmud Torah to do this?
What do you mean?
His wife could have done it, maybe, or or whoever, but here he's doing himself, so obviously.
So that's a tremendous chiddush, even if he's Mabatal Talmud Torah.
Right, yeah.
But it doesn't say that he prepared everything. He didn't go and bake the chalas, and he didn't go and prepare the kugel and the chont. So, but yes, at least symbolically to participate physically in the actual mitzvah, achana for Shabbos.
You find today many Gedolei Yisrael take away from learning, make matzahs themselves.
Oh, very good. Ikari Ami, there's another version. Baha Isura Nami Ispa. It's not just that the Mishnah is telling us, boy, that it's a mitzvah, but rather it's telling us that if a person is Makadosh as a Isha, al yedei shliach, in fact, it's not a good thing. There's an Isser involved. Now, the Gemara is assuming we're talking about a case where the Chosin never met the Kala, and he's now for the first time marrying her through a shliach. How romantic. What's the problem? What's going to happen? He's going to send the shliach. They're going to get officially married. And then the first time he meets his new wife, he says, "Oy, vavoy, what a metziah did I get? Oy, terrible." The Torah says, this is not a good omen. It's not going to be an auspicious marriage, so that things are going to work out well. Unfortunately, things are likely to deteriorate very, very quickly.
Was therefore, the writer was it Browning who corresponded? She was in a wheelchair or whatever. Remember that from the humanities. There's a famous author who she met this over the correspondence, and you know, even though she was handicapped, they got married, even though they never saw one another, but they fell in love through the correspondence.
Aha. Okay.
Famous place.
Good. Anyway, bottom line is that's why. So therefore, Amish is telling us, boy, not only the Gabi Dvar Mitzvah, excuse me, the Mishnah is telling us that sending a shliach for the first time when he never saw the wife is a very bad thing to do. Osili on the mitzvah isur, because he's going to be over eventually hafreich kamoicha, because we're afraid shemir abad davar maguna. Aha. So Kimara, Bazoi, so when did Rav Yosef say his halacha? Mitzvah boy yoisim b'shluchai. B'chirmat Rav Yosef has seife. He's talking about the seife of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Uisha miskadeshes bo u'bishlucha." Same kasha. Hashem b'shlucha mekadesh bo mi boy. Why does the Mishnah have to say bo? It's chadav poshet. If you can do it through a shliach, you could do it yourself. Oh, Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yoisim b'shlucha. Ki hod Rav Safra machach reisha. Rav Malach shibuta. In this case, Abaha Isur Lesba. However, here an Isur is not involved. In other words, why don't we ask the same kasha as before, that maybe she is going to see the chosin for the first time and it's going to be Meguna? Kirish Lakish, Yamrish Lakish. Tav Lamesav Tandu, Mlamesav Armala. The need for women to get married is so strong that they should have companionship, even if it turns out that he is Nebuchadnezzar and Mukeshchin. But the point is, the fact that she wants to get married, I'm not worried about the because the assumption is she will make do even if he's a lousy, terrible looking husband, even if he has no middas, a kengunish lenin, but nevertheless she'll put up with it because of this tav lemesiv tandu. The Gemara's abyssal is shver, because what the Gemara has now concluded is that o'isha miskadesh is bo u'bishlucha. What's the inyan? Zokta Mishnah, Zokta Yosef, mitzvah ba yois mishlucha. Let me ask you, what mitzvah does she have to go and accept kesef kedushin? According, if we're talking about the ratio, ish mekadesh boi b'shluchoi, it's a mitzvah for a man to get married because of the mitzvah peri v'rivia. But except for Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, we all hold that there is no mitzvah peri v'rivia on the women, it's only on the menfolk. And therefore, that being the case, v'reita the Gemara, praying the Mefarshim, then why does the Gemara say, mitzvah boh, yois mishlucha, what mitzvah does she have? It's a good tekasha.
Yeah, but she has a mitzvah. How can a man get married without a woman? I mean, she has she doesn't have a direct mitzvah, but she facilitates him doing a mitzvah.
So what you're saying is what the Ran answers. The Ran says, just like there is an inyan of chas v'sholom, a person shouldn't be misayeya oivrei aveira, there is a mitzvah to be misayeya oisei mitzvah. And therefore, she herself also accomplishes at least a partial mitzvah in assisting her husband to be mekayim his mitzvah. So it's not a direct mitzvah on her, it's an indirect mitzvah, and therefore the chiddush of the Gemara is, even an indirect mitzvah is also a mitzvah.
In sports, you get a point for an assist, even if you didn't score the goal.
Aha, zayigit. Now, the Ran also points out that the Gemara is shver for another reason. We're saying that there is no Isser involved. Why? Because she's masking to go and get married even for a very shvacha husband. That's all fine and dandy. But however, if we're talking about that she is sending her shliach to the husband to accept kesef kedushin, and they've never met, then I still have the problem that on the man's side, osoli odim shekadish se'isha ad shirena, instead of his sending a shliach and not seeing her, she is sending a shliach and he's not going to go and see her. So what have we accomplished? It's the same problem in the Sefer. So Ran asks that. Ran says, Eino chanami. However, the Gemara is focusing now with respect to her and not with respect to him. As far as she is concerned, Ha'isha miskadesh is bo b'shlucha. There is no inyan of Isser on her side. It's only an inyan of b'misayeya yidei oisei mitzvah. And that's why bo b'shlucha. The fact that he won't see, that's problematic, but that's not the focus of the Isha Miskadesh, that's the focus of the Reisha, not of the Sefer. Zokti Morvait, we said at the end of the Mishnah, Isha Miskadesh is Bita Kishi Nara. We already asked in the Mishnah, why doesn't the Mishnah mention Kitana? Kishi Nara and Kishi Kitana Loi. Vosep is only by Nara, what about Kitana? Misiye Leila Rabbi, Yam Rav Yura Marabi, Seymer Rav Luza, Usili Yam Shikadesh is Bita Kishi Kitana. Even though the Torah, of course, permits a person to go and marry off his daughter when she's a ktana, as biti nosati lo isha azeh. Nevertheless, Rav said one shouldn't do it ad she tegadol and she becomes a gdoila. V'toyimer beploini ani roitzer. In other words, we want it to be at least bat mitzvah.
That's a shame.
So at least she said her pshetel already. She's already gotten her aliyah l'toyra by the women's minion. She's already said her kaddish chal chasushulim. Anyway, the point is she's a gantz bas mitzvah. Now she has a certain degree of maturity. We allow her at this point to go and say yes or no. Masha'en Kenektana, we assume, has absolutely no day and no das, and therefore we don't recommend it. It's interesting, this is not the first time we have in our Masechta that Rav made various takonois, even though min ha-toyra it's totally permissible, but Rav says one shouldn't do it, such as even though one of the three forms of kedushin we said in our Mishnah, Uisha Niknesh Mishalish Drochem Bekes Mishtar Ubabia, Rav Mangid Amanda Mekadesh Bia. What else was he Mangid? Aman de Mekadesh Bishuk, the Aman de Mekadesh Beloy Shiduchi. If there was no Shidduch, Matnish Ogaret be in advance. The Iran is here in the like third, fourth line from the top. Anyway, so here too, Rav was said one shouldn't go to Mekadesh a Ktana, only an Ar. Right, the Shlich is Minolan. So from here until the end of today's Daf and into tomorrow's Daf, the Gemara is going to explore now the origin, the Mekoyrois, the sources for Hilchois Shlichus. How do you know that a person can appoint a Shliach? Now we go back to Gittin for a little bit. It says in the Pasuk in Gittin, what happens? Ki yikach ish isha uva'ola v'hoyim lois simtzachayim bi'aynav ki motzah ba'erves tova v'kosav lo sefer krisos v'nosam b'yoda v'shilcha mi beisa. The word v'shilcha means v'shilach oisa. He sends her away from his house. Zok the Gemara. Desanya, Vishilach. It really says Vishulcha, but we're focusing on the Vishilach. Malamichu ois shliach. From this I see that he can appoint the shliach. Now, by the fact that it says Vishulcha, even though Vishulcha is referring to him appointing a shliach to send her away, Vishilach oisa, but nevertheless, the Gemara is learning it as if it said Vishulcha, and Vishulcha malamichi, he ois shliach, that she can also appoint the shliach. Now, it says Vishilach Vishulcha. Malamid shliach ois shliach, but we already use the shliach. We already use v'shilach v'shulcha. How do I learn from this v'shilach v'shulcha? Malamid shliach ois shliach. So Rashi points out that if you continue vayta in the seder in Parshas Kisaitse, a couple of psukim later it says, what happens if she marries a second guy? Usneo ishu acharoin, because of Allah save a kriyusim v'shulcha mibes, and he also sends her away because she's obviously as ashtikol klafta, and that's why she was sent away the first time, and that's why she's being sent away the second time. So by the fact that it says twice this v'shulcha, tells you the shliach can appoint a shliach. Ashka begirushin, that's all Gabi Gittin, but we want to know an our mesechta by kiddushin mean nolon. Maybe you're going to go and say, di'alev megirushin, we're just going to go and make a mamatzino, just like by gerushin, also by kiddushin. No, no, mamatzino is no good, because ma'ala gerushin sheken yeshnan balkarcha. The reason why the Torah allows you to go and appoint a shliach to megarish esa isha, the reason why the Torah allows a person to go and appoint a shliach, because he only needs the minimum for purposes of being megarish. What means he only needs the minimum? Because the Torah says you can even go and send away a wife, bal korcha, against her will. If you can send her against her will, you don't even have to do it yourself. You can go and send the shliach to do the dirty work of giving the get to the wife. However, since by kiddushin you have to do it midata, perhaps you have to do it midata, not through a shliach. Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. I'm not going to learn with a mamatzina, but omakra, I'm going to learn it from havai litzia. It says the altar of hoisa, makish havai litzia, maitzia, mishav shliach. And as you know, we learn a whole bunch of halachas from the Yotzva Haisa. Among others, what do we learn? That a person can go mekadesh as a isha al yedei shtar. How do I know you can give a kesem shtar or bebiya shtar? You learn from the fact that the Yotzva Haisa, just like you can give a shtar to go mekadesh a woman, you can go and give a shtar to be mekadesh a woman. So here too, just like Yitzia, you can go make a shliach. Havai, you can also make a shliach. Thanks, Imara. That's the next Gemara. And the Gemara is going to tell us we cannot learn from Truma. Says Imara, let's learn from Korban Pesach. The Shachtu Oiser Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Everybody had to shecht. Does everybody go? Do you know how to shecht? I know how to shecht. We have a shoych and the shechts for us. Yeah, Rabbi Cohen. Yeah, anyway, he's not here today.
And by the way, in the Pasuk, when it says Vishalcha, it's not talking about him sending a shliach, it's about him sending away her.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not sending a shliach to send away her.
There's no question.
So it's not the pshat of the pasuk that v'shalach v'shalcha.
It's true, but the question is, why does the pasuk even have to be so dramatic? V'shulcha mibesa. Of course, if they're divorced, she's going to leave. We don't have to go and say we're going to call the sheriff or the marshal to throw her out. The v'shulcha mibesa seems to be totally ibrik, totally superfluous, and therefore the Gemara says it's to tell you the hilchos shlichos. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, the Elohad is not. So now we've found the source of shliach both by kiddushin and by gerushin, or really both by gerushin and kiddushin. But Freitimor, what about at other places in the Torah? Elohad is not. A person appoints a shliach and asks him, please, say troim, go and give truma on my behalf. Now, truma is a little bit tricky, because as we know, although min ha-Torah, chita achas p'teres tzikri, midrabanan, a person can give 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. So now when he's the shliach, he shouldn't decide to be generous on the balabos's cheshbin. He should do whatever the balabos would want. Therefore, toidim kedas balabais. Therefore, if the balabais usually gives 1 out of 40, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 50, 1 out of 60, 1 out of 60, etc., etc. But many of you did ask Balabais. What happens if he doesn't know what the Balabas would want to do? Turn me back this. Echem Michamishim. He should go and give 1 out of 50, because that's the average, that's the normal, regular guy. He's 1 out of 50. Don't be super frum, and don't be super stingy of Yenim Cheshv. When Amz Bichas Asura Hoysav Asura, when Amz give 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60, Shemasa Chuma, the Chuma is also good. And how do I know that you can appoint a Shliach to go and be Toreim Teruma? Let's learn from get, just like by get, and just like by kedushin, you can do it. So you can do it by truma too. No. After all, giving a get is choil. You're now severing the ties of this holy matrimony that you had until now. So by chol, maybe the Torah says you can point to shliach. But to do a kadusha of making tevel into truma, maybe that you have to do yourself. You can't go and do it through an appointed shliach.
We just said you can do shliach for kadusha, and kadusha is not chol kadusha.
Yeah, it's true. But you notice Mar is asking malagirish. Not from kiddushin. I understand. But now the question is, can a kiddushin be greater than gerushin? Because the whole makar is from gerushin. So now you want to go and put a step up, upgrade the kiddushin. Besides that, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, the Gemara is now doing relative. Even though marriage is also called kiddusha, it's not the same kiddusha as truma. Because after all, everybody and anybody can and does get married. Much enkein, truma is only for kahanim. So therefore you see it's still a step up, if you will. And the Gemara, in fact, is going to say in another few lines that even truma compared to karbonos is considered to be choil eitzel kodesh. So everything is relative. So in our Gemara, not only gerushin but also kedushin is considered to be choil vis-a-vis the truma. We're going to talk about a lot about Erev Pesach today and tomorrow. Beautiful. But you're doing beautifully, but it goes more than that. When you bring a Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, you have to go and do Menuyim. You have to go and appoint and take a whole group together and make a Gantere. The Gemara tomorrow is going to talk about that at length. Halavai, we should have been Zoicha. Unfortunately. Well, Halavai, we still have
today.
We still have today, but you have to admit the time is running out. But Halavai, yeah. Yeah, you can Skype, yeah. Anyway, beginning back to Yimar. Zot Yimar Malagir Shikin Yesh Non Choyl, and therefore you can't learn Truma from Choyl. Omicron, this is the Pasuk that Brother Shai brought already 5 minutes ago. It's in the Pasuk, Atem Gam Atem. What's it? Gam Atem? State in Pasuk. Kein Terimu Gam Atem Truma Seshem Mikol Masu Yisheichem. What's the Lashon Kein Terimu Gam Atem? Should take Kein Terimu Atem. What's the extra? Gam the Rav is a Shliach. Not only the Balabos himself, but he can appoint a Shliach. Freit Yimara. So let the Torah only tell us Gam Atem by Truma, and let's learn Gedushin and Kedushin from Truma. Every Mamish and the Ikla Mifrashin can Yeshna b'machshava. The Indian of being Torah Truma is special because you don't even have to do a Maisa, you only have to do Machshava. Well, how do you know? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'nechshav l'chem trumaschem, k'dogim min ha-goyin v'cham leyim min ha-yokif. V'nechshav l'chem is loshim machshava. And therefore, if you have a whole bunch of tevel in front of you, you don't have to go and physically set aside and put away 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. You only have to go and look at it and go and say that the on the northern side, on the southern side, on the eastern side, on the left side, the west side, the rest side, any part of it, you can go and say is truma, and that's already enough. Benechshav l'chem, through these types of machshavas, be'oimid is enough. That's only the gabe, the din of truma. V'shteitzach, when you're talking about the case of kedushin and gerushin, it's not enough to have a machshava. You have to either give the kes of kedushin, or you have to give the shtar, the get. So therefore you got to do a maisa. For maisa, maybe you can't appoint a shliach. That's the Gemara B'neisa Hanach B'nagmim. Nei, Nishim Dikh L'mim, you can remember Machshava. Since the only thing it requires is Machshava, Daf and Nishim Kagreis Shliach for them. But Lagabe Kiddush and Gerishin, you need a Maisa, maybe a Shliach doesn't work, you gotta do it yourself. Frank Dimar, it's the therefore bottom line is that's why you need a separate limud, both by Truma and by Gittin and Kiddush. Frank Dimar, that's not. We learn Lagabe Korban Pesach, hoo. Well, what is this mishnah all about? You had a chabura, this registry that we spoke about before. 25 people signed up for a Korban Pesach. And guess what happened? Ovet Pischa. Unfortunately, the Shepsel found out. The Shepsel found out what its eternity is going to soon be. It's soon going to go to eternity. And therefore, as you say, the Shepsel made a pleita and ran away. Now that it ran away, we need a new Korban Pesach. So now, the Omud Yechad, they told one of the Chevra, say, Bakish Chodaleinu, go and find either the old Korban Pesach or find a new Shepsel and shecht on our behalf. After all, time is of the essence and we're not going to have much time left. V'halach u'matzabach shemitaka went, and he found either the same one or a different one. V'shachan and geshachten. And guess what do you think? The other guys, they didn't just sit on their hands. They also went around looking for another carbon Pesach, and they also found one, and they also shechted. So oy bazay, which one is the real carbon Pesach now? Im shalei nishchad rishon, if he was the first one, then who oichem shalei b'moichlim shayisim imay? Then they go and join him. If on the other hand, if they found this first, then they're going to go and eat from their carbon Pesach and not from his. Good. Anyway, but what do I see from all of this? That you can appoint one individual to go and shecht. Freiti mami nolan, how do you know that you can go and appoint somebody to go and shecht on your behalf? Same kasha, how do you know a shliach? Let's go and learn from kisuf, from the kiddushin and the gerushin, and from the truma. This is what we spoke about before, and Rashi says that even though we're talking about truma, and the Gemara just 5 lines ago said that truma, that's the kodesh, and the kiddushin and the gerushin, that's the choil. Says Rashi, but nevertheless, relative to kodeshim, truma is considered to be choil. So therefore, kiddushin relative to truma is also considered to be choil. How do I know you can appoint a shliach by carbon Pesach? How do I know shlichus works?
For carbon Pesach.
Oh, shenema b'shachtu oisek kol kahal hadas Yisrael bein haboyim. Frank Dimar b'chikol hakol kulin shachten. The pasuk says b'shachtu oisek kol kahal at Gans Klal Yisrael has to shecht Korban Pesach. Can everybody go and shecht a Korban Pesach? We all know that you have one shecher that shechts for 10, 20, 30 people. You don't have everybody going and shechting their own Korban Pesach. So let it only say by Korban Pesach. And now let's learn Truma and Gittin and Gerushin and Kiddushin from the case of Kodshim for Korban Pesach. Because when it comes to kodshim, like Karm Pesach, all kodshim throughout the year, roiv is through shliach.
A real Jew does nothing ever.
It just shows up and eats.
Nothing. Azar is kosher b'shchita, but the Kabbalah Saddam, the Hailocha Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, the Makta, the Aymarin, bring the Karmincha Sisachim, all of these have to be done through a shliach, through the, by the way, is he Shluchad Rahman or Shluchad Didan?
Shluchad Rahmana.
Rahmana?
Yeah.
What's enough given if it's Shluchad Rahman or Shluchad Didan? What happens if there's unfortunately a dispute between the person bringing the carbon and the kohen who is bringing the carbon on his behalf, and he's muder hanoa mimenu? If he happens to be my shliach, then he's not allowed to go and do it. If he's a shliach of the Rabbi Yisrael, has nothing to do with me. He's just doing the services, nothing to do with me. Anyway, we had this Gemara already before, and we continue on. Right to the Gemara.
How did we prove?
Everybody
shot
the carbon.
It's not that we proved the Gemara. Ask the shaila.
We
were machriya. We were machriya.
That was
shlichah
de
rachmana.
Yeah,
we have to remember. Exactly.
Yeah,
okay. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, now the Gemara is a nochamul that since roiv maaseh de shliach, that's why you can't bring a raya to gittin or kiddushin or truma. So it's b'chadu mi'chadu le'asya. Each time we wanted to learn one from the other. In other words, bottom line is Rabbi said we have three makayrei.
Yeah,
we have one makar.
Different than everything else. Korban Pesach dafka is a difference.
It's different because it's kodesh. Everything else is choyel.
It's a different. That's right.
Exactly. I agree with you.
The kodesh of Pesach is even different.
And that, it's so different. That's why the Gemara says I cannot learn the others from Korban Pesach. So therefore, chod mechod lo yasya. I cannot learn kedushin or gerushin from either truma or kachim, and I can't learn truma from either gerushin or and I can't learn truma. Anyway, so bottom line is I can't learn chod mechod. Tezi chod mitati. So let's go and try to do a binyanav. Let's learn one from two together. Hi Tezi, which two should I learn together? I shouldn't say by Korban Pesach, but Tezi menoch, and let's learn from a combination of gittin and truma. Compared to Korban Pesach, like we said before, everything is chol, so I can't learn the gabi kodshim. Kodshim, you have to do so holy. Maybe you cannot appoint a shlich, you got to do it yourself. Shouldn't say by get, but taste manoch and learn it from truma and kodshim together. Both truma and kodshim you can do by machshava. Now we already said before the gabi truma, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, that you don't even have to go and say expressly that this is truma. You just have to think that the west side, the east side, the north, the south, the left, the right, and that's enough. What about legabe the din of kachim? Where do we find the machshava works? So that what you're saying now is the parentheses in the Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, shekin yesh the machshava, which is about a quarter down the amud, Rashi says kachim nami ishanu b'machshava. Leave out the parentheses for a moment. Says Rashi, gomar beliba loymat shor ze oila. He didn't say that this shor is oila. He just was goymer beliboy. Hariu oila dosh shengen huk. How do I know? Kitani b'shavuos. Look at the end of Rashi. Minayim tamaloy me kol nedev leiv oilais. Since the Torah uses the expression kol nedev leiv, comes to tell you if you want a coffee, you have downstairs in the basement. You have there. Anyway, it's kol nedev leiv comes to tell you it doesn't have to be that he's moitzi b'svasav. As long as he's going b'leiva is enough. Aha, that's poshit. In other words, just like you make truma b'machshava, you can make kodshim b'machshava. I'm sorry?
In dvarim.
For other purposes, dvarim shebelev in dvarim. For instance, if you want to go and do a financial transaction, dvarim shebelev in nothing. Here, we're to make a tanai. If you didn't say it, it's garnish. But legabi hilchos truma, and legabi hilchos kodshim, you can do it even machshava. Now, you remember, Barry pointed out, you could also passel karbonis b'machshava. For instance, machshev is pigul. That's what you have in the parentheses on the second line of the Rashi, which we left out. It says, Rashi, b'chinami psul kodshim, or pigoi de machshava in boim, also through machshava. Why is it there in the parentheses? Perhaps, because you remember, we learned zvachim menachas, it's a machloikas rishonim, whether or not pigul is only machshava, or whether it's b'dibur. Exactly. So according to those that hold, you do have to have dibur, then that wouldn't work over here. But everybody agrees that you can go and consecrate a new animal to be an oil or a shlamim through machshava. Yeah.
In the case, we have other examples of shlichus in korbanos. For instance, korban ola, the tamid every day, is belongs to God's klal Yisrael, mm-hmm. and the kohen raises a shliach for everybody, and that's kachay kachim, and mm-hmm. Pesach is chol eitzel kachay kachim. So you have other examples within korbanos. Why are we picking Pesach? You have a greater example of shlichus every single twice a day.
What you're saying is, why don't you want to bring a fourth rye of shlichus?
There would be even kachay, and if that's got kachim kalim, it's kachay kachim.
But the good news is, we're not finished with the sugya yet. Maybe the Gemara is going to bring it tomorrow or another day. Number one, number two. If you hold it sakish lucha derachman and not shlucha didan, so it has nothing to do with shlichas. The reason why they are doing the kabbalas of the besmigdish because that's their job.
It's our money. It's our money. I mean, this isn't omer of our shlichas because we have to pay for it. Well, Klal Yisrael has to have an ownership.
True, but if it's only shlucha derachman, that would be the nafkimina that he can go and bring the carbon on my behalf, even though I am mudder hanom yana. You're not allowed to do any hanom for me, but nevertheless, the kohen can bring the carbon because he's not doing it for me. He's doing it for the rabbi Yisrael. Okay. Anyway. But getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Mor Nochamol. So we're trying to go and learn one from two. So he said, let's go and learn Karban Pesach from Gerishin and from Nochamol. Loi Nichter Rachman and Gerishin, we should learn Get, Vetes Manoch, let's learn him from Truma and Kodshin. Let's learn Truma from Gerishin combined with Kodshin. Here we don't have the svara of choyl etzel koydish, because you're talking about truma learning from get. Gerishin is nishka koydish, and therefore we could learn it from get and from kachim. Also, you don't have the thing that it's normally done ma'asein ayideh shliach, because truma normally you don't do through shliach, it's only by kachim. You also don't have the svara of it's machshava, because truma is also machshava. So learn one from the others, the timorhoch and ami, you're absolutely right. And therefore the Gemara concludes, you do not need to learn from the Pasuk of Gam Atam. You can learn from a Binyan Av, from Gerishin, together with Kachim. Think about that. Atam Gam Atam Lomli. Sorry, Bazoi, the Gam is now superfluous. What do I need the Gam Atam for? Every my boy lay there, Kribyanai, the Rabyanai. Gam Atam, Bnei Bris, Avshlucham, Bnei Bris. The actual parsha of shlichus legabe truma, I know from Gerishin together with kodshim karban pesach. However, who can be appointed a shliach? Can I go and ask Willie and Johnny and all the others to go and be my shluchim if they are bnei bris? If they happen to be yidden, if they're not yidden, they cannot be a shliach because it's got to be gam, just like at. Break the mar halum likro. What do I need a pasuk for that? Isn't that a double poshet? Merbchi barabu am Rav Yochanan. After merbchi barabu am Rav Yochanan. And heaven has a shliach that come will get me at bala shel isha. The fish ain't a betrayer is getting the kiddushin. What happens if an isha wants to appoint a shliach to go and accept a get from her husband? To go and get a third party is not easy. Not everybody wants to be involved. So therefore, she asks her eved or another eved, go and please accept this get from my husband. Zogt Rav Yochanan, ein eved nas shliach. Why? Because he's not a bar hachi, he's not a turdis getting the kiddush. So the same thing should apply, that the reason why a goy cannot be appointed to be a shliach to go and give truma, because he's a nishka bar hachi, as nishka bar truma. So in bazoi, I don't need a gamatim. I have Rabbi Yochanan Svara. If you're not betoydas, therefore you cannot become a shliach to do something that you're not even in the parsha for. Everything Gemara, it's not the same. The parallel is not a good parallel, because it's true. So Eved la bar hetayrihi klal. Eved is not at all in the parsha of getting the kiddushin. There's no such thing that an eved can go and do the mekadosh isharat mekudeshesli, and there's no such thing. We're talking about, of course, an eved kanani. And no such thing that an eved kanani can go and give a get to his wife. All of these concepts do not apply. And therefore, what's this?
We have a concept of a shivcha harufa, and the chayav and asham. Mm-hmm. If a man loses with a shaft and the chayav,
and therefore,
there is a nexus there to inyanim where a shivcha is sort of designated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not kedushin, mm-hmm. but it's enough of a connection that it's going to.
It's not
a asham.
Maskit, but obviously, it's not enough to be betoyras getting the kedushin. If we'll be betoyras getting the kedushin, it wouldn't just be a kamen asham. It would be his nus,
right.
And then you'd have the chas v'sholem. You have this skilo,
or Mrs. Bezdin.
He'd have Mrs. Bezdin, assuming that he did it b'mezid, and then you'd have either chenek, or you'd have if it would be an Edison, you'd have skilo, or if it would be an eshes koyin, but it can't be a koyin, convert to the kanani. Anyway, so bottom line is, it's not betoydas getting mikedushin, even though it's betoydas charuf. But getting back to our gemara, so nochmo, so good. I mean, eved lavar hateiru klal. That's why he cannot be a shliach to accept a get. So
they accept the get shikur from a shliach of his master?
He could accept a
get shikur. So he's using the Torah's getin.
Yeah, but from that getin of getzeisha. Apparently that's sufficiently remote that the Gemara doesn't consider that. But an Eved can accept a get, a shtar shikur. But if you remember, we had a shiloh that he can accept it himself. Well, he has to do it ayidei shliach, because if he accepts it himself, yada ki yada, you get to be yada boin keachad. We had a whole sugi about that. Mm-hmm. But getting back to our Gemara, therefore, since he's not a tzaddik in the kedushin, I can understand why he cannot accept. Avol evik chom hoil the isay betruma the nafshe. A goy does have shaychus to truma. How? What happens if a goy owns a farm in Eretz Yisrael, and he has now new tevel? And he decides to be toyrim. He doesn't have a chiv to be toyrim if you hold that ein koyach biyad akam to be lafuke to be oiker the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, if he wants to and he's toyrim, the truma is a good truma. And we'll see in the Gemara shortly that if a person eats from the truma that the goy made and he did it b'shoyig, he's going to have to be moisif olav chaymish. We'll see in a moment. But anyway, we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah, I assume, Masechtas Trumas. If they gave truma, tumas and truma. Oh, so since I see a goy does have a connection, he does have a direct shayches to truma. If it was his own tevel, he could give truma, and it would be valid. It would be effective. So, therefore, if his next door neighbor, who's ayid, says, "Oh, I know Johnny, that you are an expert in hilchas truma, because I see every year you're machmer and you give truma. So therefore, even though it's a goy, but if you could do truma for you, do truma for me. You can't do it. Kamash malon. And that's why you have gamatem, ma'atem bnei bris, af shluchachem bnei bris." Pray tomorrow, Reb Shimon de Pata. What about a country of Shimon that holds that there is no such thing of an oivet kechavim giving and making truma? Why? Because he has a pasuk, digon chavloi digon oivet kechavim. Not like we learned in the Mishnah, trumas oivet kechavim midamas b'chayom alei chaymish. This Tanakama is like the previous Mishnah which we just quoted a moment ago, that the truma of a goy is truma, and therefore if his truma falls into chulin, midamas means you have a dimur, means a mixture of chulin and truma together. If somebody's truma falls into chulin, then it causes the whole thing to get a Torah's truma, that the only one that can go and eat it is a kohen. Unless,
it's
how much?
200, I think.
100 or 200?
I remember.
I think it's 100. Anyway, by Orla and Rachmi is 200, but by Truma is 100. So if you have 100 times as much, then it becomes bat. But otherwise, the whole thing now has a Torah's truma and can only be eaten by kohanim. So midamas means that it causes truma issues. And if a person eats it bishogeg, he has to go and pay back to the kohanim and add a chaymish. Reb Shimon points to Reb Shimon, said, nah, this is gunish mekunish, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, that's a gunish mekunish, then they were back to square one. Atem gam atem lomali. We asked before, how do I know the parsha of shlichus by truma? We thought originally gam atem. Then the Gemara said, no, I can learn it with a binyan av from gittin, together with kodshim from Karban Pesach. So what do I need a gam atem to go and tell you? Ma'atem b'nei bris, ashluchem b'nei bris. Frankly, well, I don't need a posik for that. I have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you want to be a shlich, you have to be a bar hochi, you got to be betorted gittin kedushin. And therefore, you got to be a bar hochi, you have to be a bar truma, a Torah's truma. Sigmar says, yeah, etak is a Torah's truma, because after all, if you have a goyish farmer, he gave truma. But now Reb Shimon says he can go and say truma 100 times and that can be made him. He can put it up and put it down, the west side, east side, the ala gutazach, and this is gunish megunish. So I bazoi vaita, what do I need atom gam atom for? According to Reb Shimon, lamali, that's why it's so kadai tachman ahil v'yomamah. Since we have a memra that when it says in the pasuk atom, we learn from the atom, atom aloy arisim, atom aloy shutvim, atom aloy apotropis, atom aloy atoinim es she'enish aloy. Meaning, when you have a farmer that owns a field, he has to go and give the truma. What happens if the oris decides to go and give the truma on his behalf? Oris, as you know, is the sharecropper. Or what happens if a shutev wants to give it on his behalf? Or what happens if an apotropis, a guardian that was appointed, wants to give it on his behalf? Or somebody who wants to be stam, a good guy, he wants to be tarimish and shaloi. All of these things do not work. An oris doesn't work, an apotropis, a shutev, later shaloi. Same, I would think the same thing applies. Atav l'shluchachem. It's really got to be you, and nobody else. And therefore, even a shliach is no good. Kamash malah, no. Gam atem, you can, excuse me, you can appoint a shliach. Thank you very much. Oh, the doctor. You give voice lessons too?
No,
demolished. Anyway, but the point is, of course, an oris could be a shliach, and a shutav can be a shliach. So if I ask my oris to go and give truma, of course, but the oris cannot do it on his own, even though he has a shtickel ownership. A shutav has 50% ownership. Nevertheless, they have to ask my permission, my consent, and my acquiescence before they give truma on my behalf. But once they ask him, of course, I can appoint him as a shliach, no problem. So that's what I learned from Gamatem, that sol kadai techamin a shliach wouldn't work, just like an oris and a shutev. Kamash lon, here shliach does work. So k'mahanichal rebshu min karcha. We go back now to kodshim. What did we say by Karban Pesach? That rebshu min karcha says, I know shlucha shel adam kemoisa, by the fact that by Karban Pesach, it says in the pasuk, v'shachtu oise kol kahal adaz Yisrael ben aboyim, is it possible that gans kol should be shaykh ravad anisht, only one person shachs, is the charayah shliach shel adam kemoisa. So that's good to rebshu min karcha. That was the drasha we had, it's about a quarter, third down the Omer of Shubin Karcha says, Shluch Shalana Kabaisa. El Rabbi Yonison, the Mapik Leil Hai Krala Drasha Achrin, Min Ha'Allah on Gesundheit. We're going to have Rabbi Yonison in another moment. Rabbi Yonison learned something else, which is quite startling for us, for La Locha. He learns this pasuk for a totally different drasha. Min Ha'Allah, how do I know now the parsha of Shlichus? The sign, who's Rabbi Yonison? Rabbi Yonison, Oymen, Min Ha'Allah, Shekol Yisrael, Kulan yoitzim bePesach echad. Theoretically, you could have ganz klal Yisrael, all 600,000 gesundheit, or all 12 million, or whatever the number of yidin that you have in klal Yisrael, all could be yoitzim with one karban Pesach. Shneimar shachtu oisik kol haraz Yisrael bein aboy. So I'm sure all of you are thinking,
how can you need? How's
it going to be? Kizayis. You have to have a kizayis. So look at the top, Rashi, bePesach echad gesundheit. Even though Elizrika's dam lechudi. You want to be yoitze karm Pesach? The ik is Elizrika's dam. Even if you don't eat the karm Pesach, you're yoitze. But of course, we don't hold like that la locha. So don't all start jumping up and down. Yeah, but we don't hold like that. But that's Rabbi Yonason. And therefore, it's particularly startling since all the organizations and all the rabbis and all the frimah all talk about all the different shiurim. You have one kazayis, two kazayis, a half a matzah, a quarter of a matzah, a third of a matzah. How thick is a matzah? How big is a square matzah? Is a round matzah? And the kois revius and how much mura da 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 says Rabbi Yonasan. You don't have to worry about it. Gans Klal Yisrael can have one karm Pesach. We could stop here, but Remendel asked yesterday we should try to learn a little bit towards tomorrow because okay. Have a beautiful Yom Tov. Have a beautiful Yom Tov. Okay. We're going to learn Mitch until close to the bottom of the Amud. We'll at least go through this whole parsha of the Shlichus. Okay, so Nishke Groyser Zachin. You'll see. You can learn this even better than on your own.
Exactly.
Tomorrow you have more time to eat the chametz and burn the chametz and all the rest. Have a beautiful Yom Tov. If somebody's willing to give it, absolutely be good. Maybe if you'll give it, Rabari, Rebellia, all the others. But
you're not going to be here.
I don't expect to be. I expect to be either in Yerushalayim or Chas V'Shalom B'Shatz Al-Chak. I'll be in Mitzvah in Muncie. The Shir the Muncie, by the way, is 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. You're all invited to come over at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Zilki Mori Yetzvachi Kola Kohol Kulam Shochtim. Now, the Gemara asks, V'chi Kola Kol Kulam Shochtim Leinu Shoychid Ale Echad. Ale Mikan Shekol Yisol Yoytzim Pesach Echad. So this is... Again, this is Rabbi Yonason who's finishing off his drasha. How do I know that Gans Klal Yisrael can be yotze with one karm Pesach and everybody gets just a mashu or even garnished? Because achidus pesachim eloi ma'akva v'chi kol kol kulam pesachim v'lein shekhar l'echad and the katsh kol yisol yotze v'pesach echad. So Frey Timor, according to Rabbi Yonason, shliach b'kodshimi nolei. Reb Yeshua ben Korcha said from v'shachtu oisai I learn v'chol kol kol kulam shachtim. Only one person shechs. But according to Rabbi Yonason, I'm learning from this a different halacha. I'm learning from this that you don't even have to go and eat from the kachim, because even if everybody gets less than a kazayis or even nothing, there's still yoitza. Everything marmina, even according to Rabbi Yonason, we still learn from the same pasuk, the same halacha. The fact that the pasuk says v'shachtu oisei kol kahal yidash Yisrael, that with one karm Pesach, gans klal Yisrael can be yoitza. Does that mean all 600,000 Yidden hold the Messer, hold the Chalif whilst you're shechting? That's ridiculous. Of course not. Only one person goes and shechs. So, Minay, from this posse, you can learn both things. I'm sorry?
What's the Havminanach to say? How is he be Yotze? How would Paul Claudius be Yotze if he's not?
That's the point. The Gemara is saying is, just because Rabbi Yonason learns another Knech, he learns another wrinkle, and says that Gans Claudius could be Yotze with one Karm Pesach. But certainly you can all learn from this that one person can shech.
Yeah, one person is still Shliach.
You're saying the Torah is so simple, what was Gemara's kasha?
Right.
Okay. Anyway, that's Gemara's answer. I mean, from this very pasuk, we learn both the din of shlichus. Okay. Now the Gemara's asking a very stark kasha. Shliach normally means a person that has no tech, you know, they have a chusin kallah, unfortunately. I'm sorry?
Unaffiliated.
A third party that has no self-interest in this whole business. You have chas v'sholom, a mass of a get, husband is sending a get to his wife, they appoint a shliach, has nothing to do with it. It doesn't have to be his brother-in-law, it can be a total stranger that he never met before, and he says, can you do me a favor? Go and take. Here we're talking about the shliach, that the shliach also has a part of the Karban Pesach. So maybe, when did the Torah say you can be a shliach, if you're also part and parcel of, you're not only a shliach, but you're also the mishaleach, because he himself is doing it on his own behalf. But maybe for others, for friends, maybe not. Because he also has, he's also registered on the registry, he's also going to have a part of this Karban Pesach. So you're right. Don't learn it from this kachim. Ella mihacha, learn it from another pasuk. Says yichulahem ish celebes avos celebes. Why does that say ish? No, of course, I mean, our b'chaim is going to take the celebes avos. Of course, we mean a person is going to go and take. And therefore, that extra ish comes to tell you that he can go and appoint a shliach. this v'yikulam ish sevet beis alvois is not talking about the shechita, but it's talking about the registry that you go and make the menuyim. Remember, this is all tomorrow's gemara on erev Pesach, but about shechita's karban Pesach and the registry for the karban Pesach. So the problem is, says gemara, even this pasuk v'yikulam ish sevet beis alvois selabois, he's not just taking the sef for himself. He's taking it for the beis av. He's taking the for the selabois. The mimatabayis miyos b'sev lokachu shechina karvelov, etc., etc. So therefore, he also has a chelik shutz mikavayis. So vayta, how do I know that an unaffiliated shliach can also be a shliach? What do I need two separate psukim to tell you that a shliach works if he is affiliated? Once I learn by shchita, the same thing should apply by menuyim. Once I say by menuyim, the same thing should apply by shchita. Why does our pasuk have to repeat it twice? The reason why the Torah repeats it twice is like we have throughout Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't need two psukim to tell you for an affiliated shliach. Therefore, one's talking about affiliated, one's talking about unaffiliated. So it's Yimara. But I still need that ish for another reason. And you'll see that this reason is, holy cow. Ish zoich avalei katan zeichen. And then that's not this one, it's the next one. Ish zoich avalei katan zeichen. That if you want to go and appoint, okay?
An appointment.
Okay. Have a beautiful Yom Tov. You too. Zeigzend. Rabbi Elia, when I'm away, make sure they don't change any minhagim over here, that everything is done the way it's supposed to. Mercedes, always.
We'll make sure.
Okay. Have a beautiful Yom Tov. Zokti Mora, what about the inyan of a cotton? What happens with a cotton? You have a very diligent, I don't know about over here, but in other communities sometimes you see when it comes to sikkis, the one that's in charge of the heshanis to go and buy and sell the heshanis, sometimes if you have a kid who's very energetic and he's a bright fellow, he could be 11, 12 years old, and he orders in advance 50 heshanis, and he sells them, he buys them, and he gets them. So you could have a cotton too, that is putting together the registry, and he goes over to everybody, do you want to participate in this Karm Pesach? The Karm costs $500, we are getting 50 people, everybody gives $10, you give $10, so you could have a cotton doing it. So if you want 9999, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Ish selaveis ovei selaboyis, ish zoicha v'loya cotton zoicha. And ish can go and put together Karm Pesach for everybody, but a cotton cannot do it. So I need the ish for that purpose. So I don't have now an extra pasuk to tell you that an unaffiliated shliach can be a shliach. So vaitam, back at square one, how do I know that a third party who has no shaykhus begavayu, that he can be a shliach? So the marahu mi ish lefi achloi nafka. I have another ish. In other words, until now we spoke about the ish selaveis ovei selaboyis, but I don't need the ish for that. I have ish lefi achloi, and therefore from one of these extra ishes I'm going to go and learn the din of an unaffiliated person can also be a shliach. Frei tigemara, I need ish lefi achloi for another drush, and this is what I was talking about, the holy cow. What happens if you have one individual who has a voracious appetite, and can I in a hurry, he can eat a ganze Karm Pesach?
No, no, sir. You have to eat it all.
He has to eat it all. But what happens if an Oig Melech Habushin type? He can eat it all. Can you go and shecht the Karm Pesach for one? So mamash, we're going mikotze lekotze. At the top of the Yom HaDeh, Rabbi Yonason that said, we can have one Karm Pesach for ganz Klal Yisrael. And now we're saying that you have one Karm Pesach for one person because he's going to eat the whole thing. Yeah, exactly. And he can eat it because you don't want it to become noisy, like you just said. How do you know that Shoychem Sepesach HaYochid? From this pasuk, Ish Lefi Achloi to Choysu Aleseh. Sometimes if you have one Ish Lefi Achloi and he can eat the whole thing, you can go and bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. So I need the ish lefi achle for that purpose. I don't have it for the other purpose to go and say v'loy akotten, and also not to go and tell you about an unaffiliated shliach. Everyone, some like the ain't shech the pesach leyachid. He doesn't hold of this drasha ish lefi achle that you can shech that ali yachid. He says that the whole purpose of Karm Pesach that should be achtus in Klal Yisrael, ahava shalom v'reis, have achva shalom v'reis. So therefore, he's not going to allow for a shechita Karm Pesach ali yachid. So I have the extra ish. One ish will tell you the din of ish for cotton. The other ish will tell you even an unaffiliated shliach. I have another liman, another makar of shlichus. What's the animal? Karshi Nemar. The nasi echa nasi echa mimata. Yinchalu esa. What's the lashon yinchalu? Yinchalu. Tikhu linchay lesa aretz. What is this referring to? That in the Hashem in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael already in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu that at that time, how are we going to split up Eretz Yisrael after the 7 years of Kibush, when it comes to 7 years of Chiluk, the Nasi of every one of the Shvatim, they'll get together, they're going to go Varf Goyrel, and they're going to work out who gets what portion.
And they'll make the Kinyan on behalf of the whole Shevet.
Exactly. So therefore, so I don't need by Gittin, I don't need by Truma, I don't need by Kotchim, I can learn it from the Nachlas Aret. Vaytimara, Vatizbra, 1 second, is that real bona fide Shlichas? To Shlichas who? Vaktanam Labane Shlichas Nino. What does he want to mean to say? We don't mean that the Nasi was a cotton. Chulila. What we mean to say is, just like the a shliach cannot be a cotton, the mishaleach also can't be a cotton. Just like we said before, the one that's putting together the registry, he cannot be a cotton. He's got to be a gadol. So the same thing over here is, if you're telling me that the nesiim are acting as a shlichim for Klal Yisrael, among those Klal Yisrael, they're going to be Nebuch Yisoyimim, small children that are also getting a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So you're telling me the nasi is going to be their shliach? These ketanim, they don't have the power to go and appoint a shliach. So the choyr has to work mitzad zochel adam shloy b'fanav. So it doesn't work from the inyan of shlichas nor shchia. Eliki hod rabba baravuna diyam rabavuna amarav gidol amarav minayin lish zochel adam shloy b'fanav. How do I know the inyan that you can go and be zoich with somebody else even without asking him, even though he's not present? Shenemar v'nasiyecha nasiyechad. Oh, since that doesn't go mitzad shlichus. It goes mitzad zechiyah. So therefore, that's why I cannot learn for nasi yachad for kol ateira kula, because it doesn't go mitzad shlichus. Vegim of tizbara, you're telling me that how would they noichles aretz through zechiyah? Zchusi hachoy benami ikka. It's not just zchusim; it could also be choyvais. They can nichle bahar, the nichle bebeka, vegim nichle bebeka, the nichle bahar. As we know, some people like vanilla and some people like chocolate. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created vanilla and chocolate. Some people like to have mountainous area, so therefore they can build a house on top of the mountain and look
fresh
down.
Air.
And fresh air, it's beautiful, it's fine. Oh, the country air. And then some people want to have in the valley because the valley is much more moist and therefore they can grow the crops. And therefore I don't have to creak every single time to the top of the mountain. I don't want to go mountain climbing, I like to be down. So you have all different types of people. And therefore, if the Nasi is going to go and be Zocha on behalf of one of the Ketanim, he's going to give the mountain area, he's going to give him the valley area, maybe the Ketanim is not going to be happy. So that's not a Schus, it's a Achoyva. How do I know that if you have Klein Yisoyim and they have to go and split up the father's Yerusha and then Chisoyim, so what do you do? Bezik can go and appoint for them an apotropos, a guardian, and they can be a guardian both Lechoyv Vilis Chus. Frey Timara, Lechoyv? Lechoyv Amai? I shouldn't allow them to be an apotropos to do bad things. I should only appoint an apotropos to do good things. El says Yomara, lechoiv almanas liskois. What does it mean, lechoiv almanas liskois? If you look at the Rashi, about 3 lines higher, the Rashi, onu namidoi lodun ulaarer bishvilam lischusam ulehana osam. What happens if there is some sort of sichsuch, a dispute about a particular nachla, and these yisoyim are not fit to be able to go and fight out the case in court? We will appoint an apotropos to defend their rights and to bring their rights into court, etc., etc. The yischayvu b'din, unfortunately, if they lose, masha also what they did, they did. Meaning, avad, we don't appoint an apotropos to do bad, but we appoint an apotropos with the full power to go and represent them and defend all of their interests. Unfortunately, if he loses, nebuch they lose. But bottom line is, how do I know that a bezin can have that authority to appoint an apotropos? So therefore I don't learn the parasha of shlichus from there. I don't learn the parasha of schus from there, because the nachla may not have been a schus, but I can learn out the parasha of apotropos from there. So how do I know tak the din of shlichus generally? It's because I have a pasuk legabe gittin, the pasuk of the shulchan mibesai. Also I have a pasuk by kodshim, by Korban Pesach v'shochtu oisek kol kahal adas Yisrael bein ha'aboyim. How do we know by truma? Not from gamata. I know from the mamatzinu, from the binyan av, from gittin, and from kochim, from Korban Pesach together. So what do I need the gamata for? To go and tell you ma'atem b'nei bris, afshluchem b'nei bris. What's a chiddush? Of course. Don't we know by Rabbi Yochanan, they said, if you're not a Bar Hochi, you're not a Torah Skit Mekedushin. Because according to Bani Yama, that holds that the Goyish farmer also has a din of Truma, so therefore he is but Torah's Truma. Therefore I thought that he could be a Shliach, Kamash Malon. That's why I need the posse to go and tell you the Gam Atim, that only B'nai Bris and not La B'nai Bris. Aye, what about the other Bani Yama, according to Shimon, that holds that a goyish, a farmer, cannot make truma anyway, so I don't need the gamatim to go and exclude that. Says the Gemara, I need the gamatim because so could I to come in, and since it says atav v'lo yarisim, atav v'lo yishutfim, atav v'lo yapatropsim, atav v'lo yishmishen shaloi. Maybe I'd say atav v'lo yishluchachem, gamash malon gam, that even a shliach he can go and appoint for purposes of truma. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, Rabbi Yisai. We should be zoichem yeshim still this year. To be noichoshom and nezvachem and nezvachem, nebezbachel erotzoin kol tufim.